how many, I'm gonna be worthless. Okay. Did you have good meditation? How many of you had a really, yeah, thank you for, Mama, was your hand up?
She can't move it.
Can't move it? You didn't see my hand going up. Now, what we witnessed was that there was a sheet of silence, symbolically, whatever you want to call it, it's absolute silence. And there was the twinkling of the mind in the background at times, or even outside mind going on. This is what is important to differentiate in the daytime between that absolute silence and the movement. So next time that you guys go to a movie, and as you're watching your movie, make sure, if you can, for 2 hours that you're in a movie theater, make sure as you're watching the play that you're also aware of the screen at the same time. Not only you're aware of the screen, but as soon as the play wants to grab you and take your attention away from your screen, turn back and follow the light that comes from that room. Then you know that all it is a film that's going around and being projected by light. Very important, because this is just the sample of what needs to be the art of living day to day. So how many times have we been in a movie where we just saw characters moving around and we were not even aware of where we were sitting? So sometimes it's nice to do that. I remember someone was saying that he went to a sad movie about 20 times, and somebody asked, "What?" And that's a true story. "Why are you going?" He says, "I'm hoping that there would be a happy ending." It's a really true story. So that's as far as we can get involved in the picture and not the screen. And we just experience the screen, and then little by little, this would be our place. Any questions or sharing about your progress? When you can see yourself is when your reflection is either something that can reflect it back, whether it is a glass or window or mirror, it doesn't matter. So in order to see the Atma or the truth, you have to have someone that reflects it. And that is what they call a guru. One that reflects the truth so you can see yourself. There is no difference, it's just a reflection, the reflection of yourself. That's the beauty of a guru.
What word for truth did you just use?
Atma means God, but also I give it a truth, name of truth.
Atma?
Atma. ATMA. because God has been symbolized way too often. And you know, everybody's imagination has made it a different face. So when you say truth, you're lost. You know, the mind doesn't have too much of a concept, so it works better.
That's a wonderful thing, because even it's true when you say God or this or that, you know, it's like God's up there, God's over there, down
yeah.
the street, you know, and
yeah.
so it's just and people feel like it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's a really
it's misused, yeah.
powerful thing to
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
that you know we have truth or
yeah
or
exactly. Exactly. It doesn't let your mind sit in any specific place and yet can go any places for that truth. So that's what makes it even closer to yourself, because you don't know where to put it.
It's very empowering.
It is very empowering, and it is also I. You know, I. With I am somebody. I. These are little things that when we pay attention, is very important that when we say, I am Marta, as soon as you say, I am, pay attention to the I more than the name. And of course, some people are doctors. That I really pity them, because now they think their profession is who they are. And they become really, really attached to that, and some people says, "Oh, I'm just a plumber." No, you're not. You know, you are I.
Mm-hmm.
You're I.
I was gonna ask you, you know, in the last, I was watching the one, Pain and Suffering,
mm-hmm.
and you were saying sometimes just contemplate
mm-hmm.
On. The omnipresent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Omnipresent. And then what am I?
Yes.
And I somehow that was driving to work today, and I said, like, I started thinking, you know, contemplating
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
mm-hmm.
wow, then what am I? Am I omnipresent then?
Uh-huh.
So
mm-hmm.
I, so, and then I must be
you,
omnipresent.
Oh my Lord. Do you see the difference from the first time we did that until now? Oh, I have document of you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, your vigilant, your dedication has done an unbelievable job in a short time. This is why I always talk about dedication, dedication, dedication. If something sits in your heart, if there is a place that you feel at home, do not let go of it, you know? And have you seen, I know when I was a teenager, I would go stand by my closet door and I would take one clothes off and put it on and throw it underground and take another one. Does this look good on me? Does that look good on me? It's just a reflection of the confusion that is inside of us. And is the way of people search for reality. You can go every place, you know, and constant movement. You have to zoom in something that had already, maybe the first place you went, it sat, or maybe the 10th place. But once it sits with you, stay with it, whether it is a book, whether it is a word, whether it is a prayer, whatever it is, sits with it. And you'll see that there is no more confusion, and that's what happened. You know, the first time we did the omnipresent, which is more potent than people can imagine outside of this room, is extremely potent. So when you did it first, you were confused. Does that mean that I might be a part of it? And then you dismissed it immediately. And then the next week, you said something that was, and now you're doing it when you're driving, you're contemplating. You know, this is transformation. What is transformation? What is happening to us? This is what transformation is. And no one can take it away. Once this has been expanded, it doesn't contrast anymore. contract, thank you. It doesn't contract anymore. So, yes, contemplation is what you did in the car.
But it's spontaneous.
Of course it is.
I was trying to watch traffic and then all of a sudden it just came to me.
Yes, of course it is, because you heard it enough time and it did purse you. Every time you did it, purse you. I was talking to someone today far away on the phone, and she is in the appearance of problem, physical problem. And I was giving her a few tools, and I said, the tools mean nothing unless you practice it. And then in the end I said, listen to me. You are divine. Listen to me. You are divine. And most people, as soon as you say it, it's like there is a huge helmet. Hard helmet like Tony would wear for motorcycle, and it just hits bing bang pansat. But some might pick it up and say, wait a minute, let me take my helmet off. You know, and just contemplate on that. Anybody else? Yeah, it's working. I know it works. So the mirror is important. I want us to, as our eyes is open, because tonight I'm quite they call it in Farsi khamush. Khamush means
quiet and withdrawn.
Uh-huh. Thank you. So let's look at the lights and just try to watch the watcher. Don't take that lightly, guys. I'm giving you a secret that you will find in Himalayas.